I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for a training camp report.
Training camp coverage powered by Classic Ford and Classic Chevy and Mentor.
You never know when I'm going to hit you with it, babe. It's going to happen.
I know families that gather around their radio and go, when will the training camp report?
Stick and move. Well, yeah, because they might be featured in one of these training camp reports. Like, we're going to talk about the fans right now. So you got to go to training camp. You might have been the ones who went to training camp. Maybe you got some autographs, that's great. Some pictures, that's great. Bernie Kosar, people were taking pictures with Bernie. People were taking pictures with Earl of Pearl. People were taking pictures with everybody out there. I mean, it was a great day. It was a great time for training camp. Short time for training camp, but still a great time for public training camp.
Yeah, that's it. We're wrapped up already. Six open practices to the public.
But, Lima, you were wondering if people might feel cheated. Dad, tell everybody why.
There was one guy they were there to see. And they did not get to see him.
Who was that?
Go with the first team. And that is Shedeur Sanders. I guess you could say they were there to see Judkins. And obviously, unfortunately, that didn't materialize. Now, you did get to see Mason Graham.
Yeah.
Carson.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to see those guys. Got to see Myles Garrett.
Harold Fannin. I saw Harold Fannin. I saw Harold Fannin signing autographed bowling green jerseys.
Did he?
Yes.
Okay.
Two young fans. They had shoulder pads and everything.
Young Fannins?
I'm as football guy as it gets. Well, I
didn't
know.
To me.
I didn't know Woody Marks was on the depth chart for the Houston Texans yesterday, but I'm as football guy as it gets.
Woody Marks.
And I got to tell you, I don't think there was a lot of general fans that were there to see Carson Schwestinger. Like, that was
no?
a selling point. No.
What about Mason
he
Graham?
He may be a very good football. I hate Mason Graham. Mason Graham's number 5 overall pick. You want to see
Michigan
number 94
man,
out there.
Kenny, you were there to see.
I wasn't there
your
just
amazing,
to see him in blue.
Singing Hail to the Victors.
That's
did they play
the
that?
Streetsboro colors. I wear the Streetsboro
oh,
colors.
Right.
They are blue and gold. Shut up. That's their colors.
But I do think...
They're switching, by the way, they're doing a lot more light blue. I think it's...
Oh,
I think
because
it's
of this.
I think they're starting to go, hey, what about the Chargers?
Maize and baby what, blue.
How about some Chargers colors for mm-hmm. us? Because I don't think... They're not digging the maize and blue thing over there.
Maybe they can get a Staley to coach them.
Like, guys, how much money does it cost a high school football program to change their colors? Did you ever see Vice Principals?
I mean, the Browns.
Like they change the
Browns
name and the colors
it.
And everything. Could a high school...
Well, you do it by
just
season, and you
do
just
it.
You fade in. We've added a black jersey. There's no black and maroon and gold. We've added a gray jersey. There's no gray and maroon and gold. You just phase it in.
Could I
and then before
slowly
long,
do
you don't even notice.
Like, what if we were just like, we keep the Rockets name, but it just slowly just goes, you know what? We're going to go more light blue, more powder blue, more Charger-esque, that type of thing. And just the dark blue, the navy blue goes away, and then there's no, because there's no confusion. Michigan's always going to be a navy.
Yeah.
A maize and blue, whatever. They're always going to be that.
And well, who doesn't like the Chargers colors, right?
I wonder if that's a
concern. I don't really care for them.
If
you,
that's
oh,
a
come on. You're the Chiefs fan.
What do you mean you don't care for him?
He's just, he's
I,
Chiefs.
I don't
oh,
care
yeah.
for him.
Oh, yeah, I like the Chargers colors.
They remind
colors.
Me of Philip Rivers, who I don't really care for.
Although
oh,
this
God,
year.
It always comes back to Philip Rivers with you.
This
God,
year.
The hate for Philip
are they,
Rivers.
Are they bringing back, I think, the
Natron? Because he has more kids
oh,
than you
are
have.
Bringing back the mid-90s, the Natron memes.
Yeah,
that
sorry.
Neil O'Donnell.
But man, their colors.
No, Stan Humphries.
Neil O'Donnell was the other quarter. He was with
Neil O'Donnell
Pittsburgh.
Played for the Chargers?
Yeah.
Oh, you're thinking of the Super
Pittsburgh.
Bowl. Oh, yeah, sorry. Or the
Stan
AFC
Humphries,
Championship
you're
game.
Right.
Out for Papuno with the pineapple in the end zone. My buddies were
Papuno
Chargers fans.
Pineapple.
What a name.
When I was a kid.
Okay, so do you think they're fans? Because they were chanting for Shedeur. Every time they saw Dylan Gabriel, whatever that was coming out of his arm. By the way, probable day one starter, apparently, according to... Is that what Nick said earlier?
We're getting crushed like we're bringing him up like he's day one starter.
So
thanks for listening to the show. I appreciate it, but it wasn't us who said it, guys.
Anytime that was happening and he was throwing one of his dirt balls, boy, he certainly put a lot on display. The fans were chanting for Shedeur. Do you think the fans feel like that's it? The open training camp practices, the one guy we were there to see?
I do kind of feel like it's already over. They haven't even played a preseason game yet. and it's already over. And I guess you do try to differentiate as an organization preseason and training camp, right? Training camp is before you play a game, I guess, preseason game.
If they were home more, then you probably would have had more home dates that were open, but they're on the road to Carolina.
Well, the last two years, they were in the Greenbrier for the first two weeks.
Yeah, they were in the Greenbrier.
You didn't get that either.
Yeah, you didn't get that the last two years, and now you don't get this.
Throwing off my fan body clock.
I mean, when you see...
that sucks, but
now, it's,
still.
Look, there are some teams that don't do any open practices, right? There still are a few.
Philly, I think, is pretty famous for that.
But yet... When you saw Aaron Rodgers come down the steps in Pittsburgh at La Trobe, it did look like a pretty awesome setup for a training camp. And it seems like they've...
Yeah, they're at a stadium.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a stadium in there. D3.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Eventually, the Browns working towards that with all the purchasing
of
the land.
You're going to have that football field in there, and you're going to have that that mini stadium
there.
Well,
that's good. That's much needed.
So, anyway, as we were saying, are you want to ask people if they feel cheated they didn't get to see Shador Sanders?
And really just the whole...
Come out and ask the people.
Honestly, the whole Shador experience so far, because I'll be honest, I don't know what to think about Shador as an NFL player, but I did think we would get to see... Now, maybe we will this Friday, okay? Friday, maybe we'll see all the Shador we would ever need. We'll find out if he's ready for at least this part of his career or if he still needs more seasoning. But it was the one guy. I mean, Joe Flacco, I know about, don't have a bunch. And I know they'll get him ready for week one.
They chanted for Joe Flacco, though.
Yeah, there was
remember that?
There was some Joe Flacco chanting. Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, you know how we feel about those guys. Just, I know that's us. Maybe other people were excited about them.
Well, I don't hate them as people.
Kenny Pickett's aunt is a loyal listener of the show and a tweeter at the show.
Is she?
And a blocker of individuals on the shows.
She hasn't bought me yet.
No, I haven't checked in a little bit.
I'm not really going on my way to say nothing nasty, anything nasty about her nephew.
You know, the reality was he was on the hated Steelers, and we didn't think he was that good there.
I didn't think he was that good. And now he's a backup for the Browns. And if he ends up being a starter for the Browns, which I'm sure he will at some point, well, then I hope the best for him. I don't necessarily think the best is going to happen. Either way. So are you want to ask people if they feel like they were cheated, they didn't get to see Shador at the
once. You've been out to camp. Yesterday we were chanting. We were chanting for first team reps. And how many did he get yesterday?
474-0092. If you went to camp, do you feel cheated you didn't get to see Shador with the ones? He didn't get any with the ones yesterday. Thought he would, he wouldn't. Which now, then when they signed Tyler Huntley, it's like, well, and there's might be a little bit further behind than what
we thought. So of the six open practices, all we know is that he went against the ones.
He did go against the ones.
A couple of series.
He did go against the ones, yes.
That's it. But he never got to play with the ones. So he's obviously, you got to put him fourth, right? He's fourth on the depth chart.
Yes. He is fourth on the depth chart.
He is fourth on the depth chart.
They released their official depth chart, which is, it's unofficial, but it's in their media guide. Okay. He is number four. He is ahead of Deshaun Watson, who is injured. Tyler Huntley
is
not listed.
Tyler Huntley was acquired.
Well, would you feel cheated if you went to camp and he wasn't with the ones? I mean, you still got to see him practice. You still got to see him go through the drills. You still got to see him stand there. You still got to see him walk around. He signed autographs, took pictures with people. He's a fine young man, good American. Do you feel cheated that you didn't get to see him with the ones?
Well, the amount of people that have weighed in, that there's been some big conspiracy and the Browns have sabotaged him.
I don't think you can feel cheated if you went to camp and you saw him. As conspiratorial as anybody can be. Yeah. And I don't think you can feel cheated.
Who are we concerned with you or like if you're a person taking kids? Because I don't know. I'm not going to training camp anymore for myself.
No.
I don't know that
they get jazzed up about the football.
Right. I'm doing it to take my kids to like, hey, look at this, this opportunity to be closer to the action.
So
right?
Most training camp experiences, you're just waiting for them to go team and you're hoping they go team close to you. Now the Browns, what makes them unique as opposed to some of the others? Well, I bet you're probably pretty close because those are in just maybe worked around high school type of stadiums or college football, small college football stadiums. But with the Browns, it's very, I mean, you got a big fence right next to you. It's pretty intimate. So you feel like you're right on top of the players when you get to go to camp. So, I mean, he's right there in front of you up close and personal. Like, most of the guys, if you're going to the games, if you're sitting in 537, you're as close to Shedeur Sanders as you're going to be. So if you get to see Shedeur standing on the sidelines, I think that's...
I don't know. If my kid comes to me and says, hey, Dad, I really want to see Shedeur. Can you take me to training camp? And we go out there and I get to see him walk by and maybe he slaps a hand and maybe you get an autograph. I don't know that my kid's going to go home and go, I didn't see him roll out of the pocket and let one go.
There you go. But I think maybe a 40-year-old guy who might be a big Browns fan and goes with his buddies,
Owen
maybe they might be disappointed.
I don't care about if he slapped my hand or not. I want to see how he looks in the offense.
Maybe they might be disappointed if you and your buddies who are like 40 or 35 or whatever
and you've been doing this for 15 years. Yeah.
Because I got buddies who like I grew up with and they like four of them go every year and they at least get one and they go there and maybe they want. No, I didn't ask them if they were disappointed by it. I should have probably asked them before we did this to get some sort of a gist. But if you're there and you're close, see, I disagree with Tone. If you're there and you're close, I think that you would get a chance. You wouldn't be upset about seeing those guys. 216-474-0092. All right, if you went to camp and you didn't see Shedeur Sanders with the ones, are you disappointed? Do you think that you got cheated, that you didn't see Shedeur with the ones?
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.